Welcome back, folks. This is U.S. Home Talk, and we are live every Wednesday at noon Central Standard Time. We are coming at you from the great state of Minnesota and the great state of South Dakota. We talk all things real estate. That's why the show is called the U.S. Home Talk. We got myself here, Jason Walgrave with Walgrave Real Estate Group and the Minnesota Real Estate Team at RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Whew, I can take a breath after that one. And then we've got the great Marcus Walgrave with Hague Realtors. We've got Mortgage Michael Overson with Luminate Home Loans. We've got the Wizard of Producing, Evan Little, also our insurance guru, a man of many, many talents.
One of which is eating popcorn and completing the one chip challenge.
Yes.
Ooh, well done, Evan.
We got to do one chip
challenge. Well done.
2.0 is what we got
to
do.
We do have to do it. Marcus, have you done, you've dove in that one chip challenge at all?
No, I don't dabble with that type of spice.
Do you take a bath in it? You shower in that spice or what?
Did you see the Hot Ones, Conan O'Brien?
No.
It's so wild. So there's now supposedly this world hottest pepper. It's the X pepper. He was like rubbing it on his face, like lotion, and like rubbing it on his bare nipples during the show.
Not a good idea.
And,
not a good idea.
I mean, yikes.
Melt.
Yeah. So if you want to watch something funny, check that out on YouTube, Hot Ones, the Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Is now, his new name is No Nipple O'Brien.
Yeah.
Who would do that to themselves? That's just... Man, I saw the way I saw Evan react to that one chip challenge on that thing. Oof. I was like, no thanks.
And I've heard that one chip has gotten like significantly spicier since in the recent years. It's like next level hot now. So
it is next level.
Round
hot.
Two, Evan.
All right. Round two, baby, it's coming. We're gonna get it scheduled, put it in the books.
Live on air, baby. We're gonna stream it live. Right? We're going to just have Evan just, you know, in the background there. We'll just do the show. We'll see how long he can make it through there without, I don't know, passing out or taking a bath in milk or whatever he needs to do there. Yep.
All right, folks. Best way to get a hold of us anytime, of course, is our website, ushometalk.com. We've got all of our past shows. We've got all of our fantastic partners. You need to connect with anything to do with real estate. Whether it's Marcus or myself, Mike on the lending side, Evan for insurance, we've got attorneys, contractors, we've got anything and everything real estate related. So we built this show to be the platform or the landing pad for all things real estate. And so we encourage you to check out our website, ushometalk.com. You can search for homes. You can get a free market analysis. You can get pre-approved with Mike, you know, an insurance quote from Evan. And so, and it's the best way to get a hold of us anytime, ushometalk.com. During the show, we've got a text line. You can text in questions at 612-234-7585 is the text line. Again, that's 612-234-7585. You can text your questions to that number during the show. That number is also a 24-hour real estate hotline, so you can call at any time with your real estate questions or you need to get connected to any of our fantastic partners. During the show, you can also ask questions in the comment section on Facebook and YouTube as we are streaming live. And then after the show, we will our show will be on all streaming platforms as well. So Spotify, iTunes, all the good ones, right? So we do appreciate however you tune in, whether it's live during the show. Most folks are either downloading or listening later in the week. But we do appreciate however you tune in.
Do you think we should start selling like tickets where people can come like into our offices and like listen to this live, like a live show?
I think so. We should have like an audience, and then we could have like an applause light that goes off when we're funny, or when we think we're funny.
Exactly. Right.
I just be hitting the applause button all the time.
We're applause, not applause, funny. Applause.
I think we'd sell out every show. I'm sure it would sell out. Just people dying to get in the door, you know, to listen to us talk live.
We'd probably have for sure 6 sales per show. It would be our wives and our moms are guaranteed to buy tickets. So we're going to have at least 6 tickets sold every week. Right?
That'd be impressive.
You can speak for your own wife.
She's had enough of Marcus. She doesn't think Marcus's jokes are funny anymore. She doesn't think that
anymore.
Did she ever think?
It'd only be five tickets because Marcus and I have the same mom. So what am I? I can't even add right. What the heck?
I love it.
All right, folks. Why do you need a realtor? Why do you need to hire a realtor? I'm going to go through this. This comes from National Association of Realtors. We've got seven on here. I'm going to read them off. And then Marcus and Mike, I'd love to get your thoughts on them. Number one, ethical treatment. Every realtor, and just to be clear, folks, there are licensed real estate agents, and then there are realtors, which are licensed real estate agents that are a part of the National Association of Realtors. It comes with a whole different set of expectations and rules and really... NAR, National Association of Realtors, was founded on the basis of protecting the public and protecting the consumer. So there's a big difference from a licensed agent and a realtor. Today we're talking about realtors. Number one, ethical treatment. Every realtor must adhere to a strict code of ethics, which is based on professionalism and protection of the public. As a realtor's client, you can expect honest and ethical treatment in all transaction-related matters. The first obligation is to you, the client.
Yeah, there's a fiduciary's responsibility to do what's best for the client. So when you, Mr. Consumer, Mrs. Consumer, sign an agent agreement, that agent is then held to acting on your behalf in the best light. So there is a responsibility, there's a duty there to put you in the best position possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Folks, we're talking about reasons to hire a realtor. And I'd like to add in top realtor. Number two on the list, an expert guide. Buying a home usually requires dozens of forms. We were talking a couple weeks ago about a new construction purchase agreement that I just helped a client with, 96 pages. That was just the purchase agreement. Requires dozens of forms, reports, disclosures, and other technical documents. A knowledgeable expert can help you prepare the best deal and avoid delays or costly mistakes. Also, there's a lot of jargon involved, so you want to work with a professional that can speak the language. The last couple weeks, we went over our 19 strategies and winning multiple offers, a perfect example of why it's so important to hire a top agent, an expert guide to help you buy or sell your home.
Yeah, maybe do you think just maybe in those 98 pages that you got there on that one purchase agreement, Jason, maybe they could have snuck something in there in page, I don't know, 67 or something, mm-hmm. right? Yep. Realistically, what consumer is going to read through 90 or 98 pages of a purchase agreement?
They're not going to hire an agent and trust that their agent knows what's in there.
I mean, even if they do read it, I mean, you have to be able to comprehend all mm-hmm. the information as well. So it's not just a matter of going over it. And furthermore, to your point, the transaction expert, right? An individual who isn't doing a transaction once every 6 to 8 years, buying or selling a piece of real estate. But and some teams and some top agents, I mean, they're doing 6 to 8 deals a month. And so, if you ask yourself who's going to be able to best represent a transaction, somebody who is doing this time and time again, throughout the month in itself, or somebody who maybe does it once a decade, it's like, well, it seems to be pretty obvious.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, we're talking about reasons why you need a top realtor. Number three, objective information and opinions. Realtors can provide local information on utilities, zoning, schools, and more. They also have objective information about each property. Realtors can use that data to help you determine if the property has what you need. By understanding both the needs, your needs and a search area, you can also point out neighborhoods that you don't know much about, but that might suit you better for what your needs are than what you thought. Great example of this. I had clients that I was working with, buyers. They thought they wanted this. They thought they wanted this over here. And we're out and we're looking at properties, and I'm understanding better about, you know, their lifestyle and their needs, and they thought they needed this. I suggested this, which was very different. They ended up buying this, and they were so grateful that I had advised them to do something different than what they originally thought they wanted. They said, "Man, Jason, you knew exactly what we needed, and we're so thankful that you guided us to this home purchase, because we would not have been happy traveling the path that we were on thinking that that's what we wanted." And so, it's so important to be able to have those opinions on the local market and understanding what your clients need.
I think another good example too, Jason, is just understanding what their goals are, right? So you have a buyer who maybe be moving to your area or a first time home buyer. There's like, "Hey, you know, we're definitely going to be here for 3 to 5 years, but I mean, we're not real certain if this is going to be a 20, 30 year stay." And so when somebody makes a comment like that, it's letting your client know, if you do think that you might be selling in 3 to 4 years, you know, we need to find a neighborhood that appreciates well in value. So even though that you really like this house over here and it checks all the boxes, unfortunately, you know, this specific neighborhood just doesn't appreciate very well. So if you do sell in 3 to 4 years, you know, you might be in a position where, you know, you're going to be hoping to break even, or may have to take a little bit of a loss to sell it. So knowing the big picture and providing that information, that data, is very important.
Folks, we're talking about reasons why you need to hire a top realtor. Next on the list, expand search power. Sometimes properties are available but not actively advertised. We're talking about maybe a non-ML list or a off-market list of homes for sale. As a realtor, can help you find opportunities not listed on home search sites. That would be the MLS, and it can help you avoid out-of-date listings that might be showing up as available online but no longer on the market. How often, Marcus, do you get a client that calls up and says, "Oh, we found the perfect house, just found it on Willow, you know, that Willow website. Can we go look at it?" And then we actually pull up the MLS that we're a part of. Well, the property sold 5 days ago, but it's still showing up on a third-party search engine. And look, there's some good third-party websites out there that provide a great amount of data and research, and, you know, help you get a good idea on what the market is like. Maybe gives you an idea, plus or minus 5 or 10%, on what your home's value is. But it's not direct. It's not the MLS that your agents, that your realtors have access to. And so that's going to provide you with the best and most current information, up-to-date information. And more importantly, you're going to get access to properties that aren't on the market. Got an example. I'm going to look at a house tomorrow with a new buyer, investor. This is a property that is not on the market. I got a call yesterday from an attorney. He said, "Hey, I've got a seller. They got to sell. They're in a distress situation. We got to sell and close in." I mean, it's like 2 weeks. It's a really short amount of time. Called up this new client, said, "Hey, here's the property. What do you think?" "Yeah, let's go look at it." So he's going to get an opportunity at something that nobody else in the entire state has access to. And so having expanded search power is very valuable to buyers.
Yeah, I got two purchase agreements this week already, non-MLS, not on the market. So if you, you know, people are like, "Well, but that just doesn't happen very often. Really, what am I missing out on? There can't be that many." There's actually quite a few deals and transactions out there, and you guys are nodding your heads, of non-MLS properties that are not on the market that certain real estate agents have access to, right? The information, these properties out there, and you would never have a shot unless you're working with a real estate agent.
Yep. It's so true.
When you kind of look at like my market here in the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area, the brokers that I work for, Hague Realtors, I mean, you know, here in the last 10 years, I mean, we're a 0.25% to 1/3% of the market share. So if there's a client out there who is looking to say, "Hey, here's a pocket listing. You can only, you know, reach out to your past clients, you know, and reach out to your clients." And maybe that evolves into an office exclusive. where it's just the agents within that office have access to it. But when you're talking about 0.25% of the market share, and it's like you're missing out on a lot of homes, you know, not working with those type of agents. And kind of to your point, Jason, about how you had this relationship with this law firm that was able to kind of get these two parties come together. And you know, there's also that opportunity too, where a client, a buyer may be coming to, you know, to somebody like Jason and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for this. I don't have this. We don't have this on the MLS, but I've been in the business for over 20 years. So let me go into my database and make a couple phone calls and just say, hey, you mentioned this a couple years ago that you thought you might sell in 4 to 5 years. You know, what do you think? I got a buyer who'd be interested. And that happens all the time too.
Folks, we're talking about reasons why you need to hire a top realtor. This is U.S. Home Talk. We're live every Wednesday at noon Central Standard Time. You can also find us and all of our past shows on our website, ushometalk.com. Feel free to ask questions in the comment section on Facebook and YouTube live during the show. You can also text in questions to our text line, which is 612-234-7585. That number is also our real estate hotline number that's available 24 hours a day. All right, next on our list, negotiation knowledge. There are many factors up for discussion in a deal. A realtor will take a will look at every angle from your perspective, including crafting a purchase agreement that allows enough time for you to complete inspections and investigations of the property before you are bound to complete the purchase. So, you know, there's a number of things that could come up during an inspection or review of HOA documents. But man, and I'll tell you what, Marcus and Mike, you know this, the value and power of a great negotiator goes so far in a real estate transaction. You know, and so if you're a buyer, do you want to work with someone that's got years and years of experience, is skilled at negotiating, or do you want to work with someone that doesn't have those skills? Which one is going to better serve your needs and better represent you? You know, those are questions to ask. And so negotiating knowledge is number 5 on the list. Number 6, up-to-date experience. Most people, this is a great one. Most people only buy only a few homes in their lifetime, usually with quite a few years in between each purchase. Even if you've done it before, laws and regulations change. Realtors handle hundreds of transactions over the course of their career. So, Marcus, you just mentioned this. Things change. Things are changing all the time in real estate. The contracts change, the forms change, the rules, the, you know, the city inspections, the, I mean, it's
the loan the products,
lending, the loan products, the lending rules, all of these things are changing. I mean, the three of us are, you know, we're doing this, you know, every day, you know, we're, you know, 60, 70, 80 hours a week each. We got a pulse on what's going on because we're doing it every single day. Do you want to work with somebody that sells 3 or 4 homes a year? Are they going to have the same knowledge base that someone who's full time and this is what they do and this is their career and they've been doing it a long time? Questions to ask, right?
I see it all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. I can instantly tell if I'm working with a newer agent, stuff like that, because I'll actually go through a purchase agreement that they wrote and I'll actually make corrections for them. Tell them how it's supposed to be written out, right? And it's just like, right, we all had to start somewhere. We were all there at one point, right? You know, so it, you know, there's some great newer agents that are out there that catch on quick, you know, and that, you know, have a team surrounding them, right? They have good mentors and stuff. And then you have some agents that do it on the side where they're probably working a full-time job and then doing real estate on the side, and then now they don't have the mentors in the team atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Now that's kind of a recipe for disaster, right? Because they don't have those experienced agents to lean on. Now look what you can get yourself into.
Yeah, if you need surgery, do you want a full-time surgeon or do you want a part-time surgeon who does surgery as a hobby on the side? Who are you going to hire?
I mean...
Folks, we're talking about 7 reasons why to hire a top realtor. And again, best way to get a hold of us anytime during the week is our website, Minnesota U.S. Home Talk.
Put money in the jar.
Yep.
Put money in the jar. Oh, my goodness.
I just throwing it out there. It goes to the same place. So U.S. Home Talk. All right. Last one on our list. this is so important, and you guys can relate not only on the real estate side, but on the lending or the mortgage side. As an agent, as a top realtor, we are the rock during emotional moments. Buying or selling a home is emotionally trying. It's stressful, right? And so a home is so much more than just four walls and a roof. And for most people, property represents the biggest purchase they'll ever make. Having a concerned but objective third party helps you stay focused on the issues most important to you. How many times have we been in a real estate transaction where the deal is close to getting agreed upon, right? And you got a buyer that's getting emotional, and you got a seller that's getting emotional, and then they're becoming unreasonable. They're making decisions based on how they feel because they're upset or they're anxious or whatever the case is. And is that in their best interest? It's not. I mean, you sat down as agents, we realtors, we sit down with our clients and we find out what their needs are and what their goals are. And so we can help guide them objectively into making the decisions based on what their goals are. It's easy to get caught up in the stress and anxiety of buying or selling a home. You need somebody to kind of rein you back, and a really good top realtor will be able to do that for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in there. I apologize. I lost my audio though, so I miss you know this last one. But I caught some of the end of it, and you know, it kind of goes to that master negotiator, right? I mean, to know when that tipping point is with negotiation, and to know, you know, where that is to where to keep everybody motivated to move forward with the ultimate goal, and that's the transaction of the real estate. And just something, I mean, you can go on Google and find, you know, you can go watch our last show and see the top 19 ways to win on multiple offers, but to know where that tipping point is for your specific market, you know, how your clients can, you know, what they can tolerate in terms of negotiation is a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I like to think of ourselves that we save lives too, because what we're going to do for those high stress situations in real estate and those people that just get stressed out easily, we're going to keep that blood pressure down for you, right? Yep. We're going to keep those aneurysms from happening. And we literally might save your life by doing our job as well as we do, because we're going to keep that stress level down to a minimum.
And you know what else we are? You know what else we are?
What's that?
We're good huggers. I mean, sometimes sometimes we just got to hug it out with our clients. I mean, I know you hug your clients, Marcus, and Mike. I don't know about you so much, but I find myself hugging sometimes, and that can help the situation.
Mike, open arms, warm open arms.
Just bring it in.
Just the right amount of squeeze. Bring it in. You know, you can't can't make it weird and over squeeze, or you know, do the awkward tap on the back. You know, there's a sweet spot.
No rubbing the back or anything like that. You just come in and hug it out. All right, folks, fun show today. These are all reasons why you need to hire a top realtor. This has been U.S. Home Talk, live every Wednesday at noon Central Standard Time. We'll be back next week. We do appreciate however you tune in. Be sure to check out our website, ushometalk.com, for this show, all of our past shows, and connecting with all our fantastic partners. Enjoy the weather. Have a great week.